should we just go ahead and talk about toxic moms now? So there was a mom, she's got two new babies, and she's just miserable. Like, not the kids make you miserable, but you're sleep deprived, you're dealing with a life change. It's hard, like it's traumatic, let's be real. And that's why my program works and women like working with us, is because we get to the root issue and it's a trauma-informed approach. We're like, we understand why there's no time, why you feel the way you feel. And that's how we create plans. And you're like, oh my God, oh my gosh, I'm not just a piece of crap. Okay, I got it. So you know how they tell you, like, take your time, give yourself 2 years. He's only gonna be small once. Fuck that I'm so tired of hearing that. Let me tell you something. You know what makes a good mom? A happy one. You know what makes a bad mom? One that self-sacrifices, stops caring for herself because she thinks she's got to care for everyone else. That makes the worst wife, mother, sister, human being. That creates resentment, and you're not exercising. You're not working out. You're not taking care of yourself. You are run down. You can serve no one. You're just barely surviving. Who are you going to help? If you're like, I cannot believe she's saying that, you're not my girl. Keep scrolling. It's going to make you feel so good about being mediocre. I'm not for those girls. I'm for the ones who like to look hot, who likes to make money, who likes to work and be a mom and a wife and all the things, okay? We're not saying one's better than the other. It's just who I am. Be a happy mom. Get back to you as soon as you can. It's not selfish. Get back to you as soon as you can because it's not selfish. I'm going to say it again. As soon as you pop the baby out, get back to you as soon as you can, because then you will have so much more space for that child and you will be a happy mother. Your energy, your neurotransmitters are going to be better off because you're exercising, you're working out, you're doing the thing. And I have all of this. I've got pregnancy, post-pregnancy. I've got freaking, if your child's 20 years old, it doesn't matter. I have a total hysterectomy. Like, bite me if you think that, oh, that's not possible. You don't know who I am. Like, go somewhere else. My girls don't even talk like that, so I don't even have to explain. But I just get so, I am here, I'm the advocate for women, for high performance women. You don't tell a high performance woman to take 6 weeks off. Tell the doctor to go f themselves, okay? You can sit in a chair and do your arms like this. You can eat right, you can get your hormones done, you can work on your mindset, you can be around women who believe, like, some positivity going on in your life versus watching The View. That's what I know. You can do it. You don't need to take off 6 weeks and take off for 2 years and just be with your baby. No, you need to get back to you. You need to get back in the gym. You need to get back on that diet, back to working out. Okay. As soon as you can, you will still nurture that child because you're nurturing yourself. You can't give what you ain't got. And one thing that I didn't have when I first had my first child, oh my God, it was so scary. I didn't have self-love. I didn't know what or how to do that. I didn't know how. I was literally codependent. Everything around me needed to be a certain way for me to be happy. I was codependent. I was toxic. I was a martyr. I was resentful towards my husband because he couldn't read my mind and do all the things. I was waiting on somebody to come save me. I was waiting on everything to be perfect so I could be happy. Didn't know that I could make myself happy. So I'm telling you right now, stop listening to the doctors, the society, and telling you to just rest and take your time after surgery or after. No, you can give your soul some rest, do your spirit work. You can rest and still choose you. You can be a mom and still get that ass in the gym. That's all I'm gonna say. If you want the Hot Moms Protocol, it's now 120 days strategy to balance the hormones for performance and fat loss, put in the comments. Put in the comments, shortcut, and I'll send it over. I'll talk to you soon, and we'll do the podcast on toxic moms, okay? Because I want my microphone for that, okay? Bye.